Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We want everyone to go to heaven. So we're crying out for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're praying specifically for their past, present, future spouses, all the children they have now and the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, we decree you're revealing yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they would humble themselves before you, Father, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, and being gloriously born again from above. And then, Father, we pray you'd get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They would then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're believing and decreeing that every Christian is becoming a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person is being set free, and all the sick are being healed from every sickness and every disease and every pain. And Father, we also decree that Christians are receiving and walking in the blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we thank you for it right now, and we agree in Jesus' name. But Father, we love the Jewish people so much. Father, we're crying for their salvation. We pray that all the blinders and scales would be removed from their hearts and minds. They would truly see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they would be born again from above. Father, according to your word, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But also, Father, we decree that according to your word, they have an everlasting covenant to all the land of Canaan. Which means, Father, they not only get the land they have right now, they get 36 times the land. And Father, we agree that they're receiving it. We pray, Father, and agree that you are destroying all their enemies, all of Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, any country that sends people to bring destruction to the Jewish people, Father, we decree they will fail and the enemies will be stopped and if necessary, they'll be killed. And we commit that to you in prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Father God, you've showed us, Father, through your word, through the prophetic, that there are things that we need to pray against, Lord, that are in danger of coming to pass. Father, we agree together. We command that this wicked plan of the devil, of the deep state, of Joe Biden for the digital currency, we decree that's from the pit of hell. It's part of the one world government. Father, it's terrible, and it leads to the mark of the beast. So, Father, we come against this. We pray that this plan would be sent in confusion and derision. Each of these people that are part of that would be fighting among themselves, finding no agreement whatsoever, and we decree there will be no digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and we decree the dollar bill and cash will be strong, and we'll be able to use those resources until that day, and we thank you for it. And also, Father, we decree there'll be no more viruses and pestilence created. We understand China has created one. Father, destroy that virus. Father, every biolab that is creating viruses to try to be released to bring pestilence to America and the world, Father God, we decree you're burning them down. You're destroying those biolabs, and they will not be successful in anything that they do. Also, Father, we pray that you would secure our borders. We ask, Father, that you would drive out of this country ever terrorist, ever foreign soldier, ever prisoner, ever pedophile, ever drug cartel person and sex trafficker, all those who have come into America to do evil and do wrongdoing, you would expose them. And Father, we cry out to you that whether it be through law enforcement or your angelic host, you would drive them out of them. We decree, Father, that they will not be able to do their terrorist activities. You will stop them, Father. You will arrest them and you'll shut them down. And we thank you for it also in Jesus' name. Father, we ask your hedge of protection about our water tables, which includes our wells and all city water. We agree no one was going to be able to hack these systems. No one's going to be able to put poison in our waters to kill us, Father God. If anyone tries to stop them, Father God, do whatever you have to do to keep them from doing this evil. Father, we pray your protection against any terror attacks against our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Father, thank you that fossil fuels are a blessing of the Lord, and we pray for more oil wells. We pray for more coal mines. We pray, Father God, for more electricity plants. We agree, Father, these are blessings of the God, and let them flourish in abundance, and don't let anyone, Father, take them out. And Father, we pray that you'd expose the lie of climate change, and people would be ashamed that they ever taught or tried to convince people of that lie. And we thank you for that also in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we agree together you're not going to let them put any mRNA material into our food, water, plants, and animals. Father, if they try to do them, shut them down, expose them, and stop them, Father. We agree right now for that in Jesus' name. And also, Father God, we have seen the terrible persecution that has come against your servant Donald Trump and his family and against conservatives and Christians. Father, we are your Mordecais. Father, for every one of us right now, we plead the covering and protection of the blood of Jesus, protecting us, our homes, our finances, our pets, everything you've blessed us with and put in our stewardship, including our businesses, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We ask, Father God, that your hedge of protection would be about us and all these things, and you would not let down the hedge. And Father God, the Hamans, and you know who the Hamans are, Father, those who are trying to destroy us, who lie, who would try to kill us, not only would you not allow them to do that, Father, but if they pursue, you would do like you did in the book of Esther. You would hang them in the very gallows that they have prepared for us. And we decree that, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about the power of words. We need to be making some decrees in these last days. Been a lot of prophetic words spoken about a timetable beginning with the eclipse, which will be Monday, and through going through a period of time of a lot of events happening that are, some are very, very negative. And, you know, the Lord has shown my wife, and she does real well. And when God shows her things, he let her know that no matter what happens in the elections, that there's going to be no reprieve from the judgments of God. You know, one of the greatest abominations to ever take place when Joe Biden made Transgender Day on the Resurrection Sunday a day of transgender visibility. Not only is that an abomination to God, but it was a direct insult to the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, behind the scenes, they are trying to do evil things to Israel, trying to get them to go to that two-state solution, and God is fed up, and God is judging, and God hates the murder of all those little babies. Their blood cries out to him from the ground, and God is going to pour out some judgments. Now, it's going to be real judgment starting the tribulation. And remember, the rapture could happen any day. And let me tell you, he spells out the judgments during the 7-year tribulation, the 7 seal judgments, trumpet judgments, and bowl of wrath judgments. You don't want to be here. You need to repent and get saved right now. So there are just so many things going on that are evil and wrong, and we need to be praying, and we need to be making declarations and decrees of what the Word of God says. We need to stand for God and for His kingdom. This is a time to be bold. Yes, Satan and his kingdom is trying to shut the voices of Christians down. And remember, it's Satan's kids that are doing it. Okay, make no mistake. They're part of the kingdom of Satan, of darkness. And Satan hates truth, and he does everything he can to keep the truth from coming forth. So, church, be bold. We see here in Job 22:28, the Bible says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." You know, God wants us to make decrees over us, our lives. God wants us to stand upon the promises of God. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 107:2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." The Lord wants us to decree things like Romans 12:11, "And they," that's the church, "we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death." God expects us to decree and stand on the promises of God and declare his truth. How important and powerful are our words? Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it." You know, I love this wonderful promise. You don't hear it preached on very much in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." You know, we need to speak words of faith. We need to speak what the truth is. We need to tell people, here's what God says. Here's what God likes. Here's what God hates. You know, the Bible is full of that, don't you? Because we live in this day, and this is a very sad day, and it's just not me, hundreds of preachers. It just seems like every preacher is warning us of this, which means that's very good. That means it's very important to God. This is the day we live in, Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them." And you know who I'm talking about. That deals with our government today. Isn't that sad? "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So, God promises to judge that kind of lies and deception, and we're right in the middle of it right now, which again is an indication. God said, in the end times, there would be perilous times, and God is always right. You know, also in the book of Ezekiel, you know, God has given us such a responsibility, and I think we'll go ahead and read that, for us who are born again to be watchmen. In Ezekiel 33, it says, "And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their borders," and yes, we're supposed to have borders, God ordains borders and boundaries for everything, we are to also, what an abomination, it's high treason that anybody who wants to run in this country can. And you know, the terror attacks, some of them are going to come. And then you will yell and scream and cry and say, why didn't we do something about it? Well, it will be too late. In fact, it's probably too late now. "When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their borders and set him for their watchman, when he shall see the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet." You know, the trumpet's blowing. Prophetic words and godly preachers are warning you, Jesus is coming soon, which is good, but the perilous times and lies and deceptions that precede his coming are here. "He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, for he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul." And that's what we're trying to do, trying to warn you that you can get saved, get caught up in the rapture, not have to go through the tribulation. "But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hands." Okay. "So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." So if the preachers and prophetic voices don't tell you what God's about to do, and remember, he always tells his children, his anointed ones, what he's about to do before he does it. And he's telling us the judgments, they're already started coming, but they're coming more and more. Do you understand that? Okay. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen. Okay. In other words, you were warned, you were told to repent, you were told that was a wicked lifestyle, you were told not to compromise with that, you were told to be bold and stand upon the truth, but you didn't do it. Okay. But you were warned. You're being warned now. Okay. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And yet there are many times the Jewish people came under such terrible judgments because they turned away from God, they turned away from his word, and they suffered the consequences. You remember Deuteronomy 28, the Mount of Blessing and Cursing? If you hear God's voice, obey it. Here's all the blessings. But on the other mountain, if you hear God's voice and don't obey him, the curses that come, they experienced it, and there is nothing different today. Now, the good news is you can repent and have mercy. Remember, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for it. So you can repent, get cleansed by the blood, and start walking in the blessing. But those who are walking in the blessing hear God's voice and obey him. One of the greatest, most terrible things going on today, and let's just read what God said. Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. The Lord said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Okay. I mean, it is obvious. You have to be a few French fries short of a Happy Meal to not understand that God established there are only two genders, male and female. God made no mistakes. When he let a little baby boy be born, that's a baby boy. He will become a man. When a little baby girl gets born, she will grow up and be a woman. The man is to take the woman and get married and have children. And that's how it's supposed to happen. And God ordained that the only sexual relationship that is blessed of God, that is anointed of God, is only one man and one woman in a marriage covenant. Everything else is sin. Everything else is an abomination unto the Lord and will bring the judgments of the Lord. In fact, in the Old Testament, if anyone practiced homosexuality, lesbianism, and nobody even brought thought of transgenderism, they were killed. They were to be put to death because God hates that. That is an abomination. That is, Romans 1, against nature. That is total rebellion against God. So if you're having sexual relationships outside the marriage covenant, one man, one woman, you are sinning. If you die in your sins, you will go to hell. The only people that go to heaven are those who have repented of their sins and received Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And those who are truly saved, when they do sin, the Holy Spirit convicts, and you repent, and you stop doing it. It's not that you can't sometimes get caught up in a sin, but you will repent and God will convict you. But if you tell God, no, this is good, when he says it's bad, you're going to hell. It just shows you really weren't saved at all. Because the Holy Spirit in you bears witness to the Word of God and to the Word of truth. So what's going on today and what's being taught in our public schools is an abomination to God. And if you call good evil and evil good, I don't care who's paying you what, you'll pay for that. God will judge your household. You will know as a believer, if you claim the believer, what the curse looks like. And it won't be funny when you stand before Jesus. And remember, unrepentant sinners go to hell. So I don't know what you think you had of this experience with Jesus, but if it causes you to live ungodly and unrighteous, you didn't get saved. You may have got baptized. You may have got confirmed, but you're not a born-again believer. You don't have the Spirit of God living in you. Do you understand that? So you're being warned right now. No sex except one man, one woman, marriage, covenant. That's it. Everything else is sin. Do you understand that? That's what God says. And in the New Testament, he warns believers against the sins of fornication, adultery, homosexual, lesbianism. He makes it quite clear, don't do that. And if you do it, repent, and repent now. And then the next great abomination, the murder, the genocide of little babies. I mean, talk about not making sense at all. How can you even call yourself a human being and you murder little babies? Let me show you what God, when God ordains you to be alive and real. Let's look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God's letting Jeremiah know, here's when I knew about you, here's when I had a plan and purpose for your life. Lay a hold of this verse. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the womb. Who forms you in the womb? God. Before you were even conceived, God knew you. He had a purpose, he had a plan, and he had a destiny for you. Even before you were conceived in the womb, God knew that you would be conceived, and he considered you a person with his plan and destiny. Do you understand that? Let's read the whole verse. Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. God's pretty smart, isn't he? And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, he's not called every person to be a prophet of the nations, but God is just letting us know that he considers you to be a person even before you're conceived. And once you're conceived, it's a done deal. And if anybody murders you or takes you out, that's exactly what they've done. They've murdered you. So you don't murder your babies. I can't believe I have to say as a preacher and act like you don't know that. Why should I even have to preach it? Because we're in the last days. We're in the perilous times of the end times. So abortion is murder. If you die an unrepentant baby murderer, you will die and go to hell. Which means if you call abortion right and you die, you go to hell. Do you understand? You didn't repent. You said God, you gave him the finger and you said, we murder babies. You're not going to heaven. Do you understand that? You did not repent. That is not under the blood of Jesus. You called murder good. You will not go to heaven. You better repent before you die. You can repent. Oh, God is merciful. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So if you can hear my voice, it's not too late. But don't die murdering babies. You died in sin, living in sin. You won't make it to heaven. Do you understand that? A lot of preachers are telling people they're in heaven and they're not in heaven, but it's too late at the funeral to get that person into heaven. So Christians are people who have repented of their sins, have received Jesus as their Savior and Lord, being born again from above. And then when they sin, and all believers are tempted to sin, there is no perfect believer. But when they do, they repent. Which means they say, God, that was wrong. I sinned. And by your grace, help me not to do it again. So Christians aren't perfect, but they repent of their sins. So if you're calling good evil and evil good, that means you're not repenting of your sins. You're telling God, I don't care what you say. Here's what I'm going to say. That's unrepentant. Do you understand that? That's unrepentant. So I just want to tell you, God is giving us warning. The judgments are coming. You know, I listened to a real good tape about end times. Billy Crone put out a tape about the AI and everything like that. And then he put out one about the alien agenda. And on the last tape, he interviewed a retired FBI man named John D'Souza. And he was talking about the technology that the government has that we don't know anything about it. And one of the plans he thought the deep state would try to pull in the last days is have a fake alien invasion. And he said, we already have technology where we have silver disk and things like that. So one of the things they're probably going to try to do, and it probably might happen after the rapture of the church. Oh, what happened? Well, they're going to try to tell aliens took them away. And that's sad, isn't it? So the deep state, the government, is going to try to do things to deceive you and to get you into the one world system and to follow the Antichrist and the false prophet and take the mark of the beast. And they're already planning more things. In fact, that globalist guy, Klaus Schwab, he said in 2023, this is the time of polycrises. And in other words, they've ordained crises all throughout the United States, little here, a little there, to take our country out. Of course, one of the biggest crises is the alien invasion from our southern borders. Do you understand that? That is meant to destroy America and to cause absolute chaos, which it's even doing right now. So, you're being warned. Jesus is coming soon. If right now this election, if it goes the way it is right now, it is Donald Trump versus the one world government. It is good versus evil. So you better pray. Let the Lord show you what to do. Perilous times are coming. You need to hear his voice. When he says go, you go. When he says stay, you stay. But the most important decision is, do you know Jesus as your Savior and Lord? If not, you will be deceived. You will take the mark of the beast and you'll die and go to hell. And that's just not lost people. That's religious people. Not talking about Christians, but religious people. You need to get saved. Do you want Jesus with all your heart? Pray right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I don't want to die and go to hell. Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me, Lord Jesus. Wash me in your precious blood. I give my life to you. I receive you as my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.